Case number 9904, Georgetown Auto Sales, Inc., west of U.S. Route 113, 500 feet north of North Bedford Street, extended. A special use exception for a private garage for more than four automobiles and larger than 900 square feet. State your full name and address, sir.
James Stickles, Seven Lands End, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
All right, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, I'm here to give variance on a building, a pole building that was put up on the DuPont Boulevard. I called to get a CO. I had called my builder and had never received the CO. And 2 days later, I got a call from the state, from the county, saying that I needed a variance. Crystal Adam Cole approved and issued a building permit for this building. It was put up, and that's about what I have to say.
Okay.
Why was the fee waived?
Why was it being waived?
Yeah.
I was asking Mr. Rickard.
Well, they waived the fee because it was put up, and this gentleman here, as he said, he didn't know he was supposed to have this done. And the way I understand, they issued a permit on this. Is that correct?
That's correct.
They should never have issued a permit for a garage with more than four automobiles. So now, planning and zoning came out to inspect your house. I mean your garage, correct?
Right, exactly.
And he says, no, I can't give you an occupancy because you can only have four bays.
Right.
You're bigger than 900 square feet.
And then Lawrence Lane called me up and said that we would have to get a variance. And
they had to come to you, yes. Had to come to
now
you.
Now I'm here.
So it was issued in error at that time.
Exactly.
More than.
Okay, thank you for that.
I can pass these pictures down to you. I have some pictures for the board.
What's the property been used for over the past years?
Residential. But it's still in character of the area because on both sides
commercial.
Connecting is commercial. It was fairly worn down, in bad shape when we purchased the property, and we've improved it.
It looks nice out there. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCade?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
No. I have
Mr.
one.
Mr. Hudson?
This would be for your personal use, no commercial
yes.
use.
In the future, I don't know, what we're going to do with it. But at this point, I'm going to use it for my store, my collector cars, toys, and that type of thing. I have a tractor out there to cut the grass and stuff.
Okay. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair, a call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we can take case number 9904 under advisement, please.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case 9904 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement.
Okay. Call
what that
in.
Means, yeah, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office in the morning.
right, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Case number 99.